Welcome back to the Fool's Cast. My name is Jonah. I'm joined by my good friends Dave.
What's up?
Blake.
Money.
And Gorski.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm going to say it right now. Called it. Raps in six, baby.
Fuck Kawhi. Or not Kawhi, Clay.
Bro, if Clay didn't get hurt, Golden State would have won that game. I guarantee you they would have won game seven.
I don't know. Friend Van Vliet.
Or Van Vliet.
I think we all called Raps in six.
Yeah.
Yeah, after KD got hurt,
it was kind of predictable. Not like we're kind analysts or anything. But
yeah, we're no professionals here, but you know.
I don't even watch basketball.
I mean, yeah, Clay went 8 for 12, dropped 30 points, but a lot of people are pointing to Fred VanVleet for basically.
Oh yeah, they were.
Wait, Brad,
trying to find out how many points.
Buddy's got a goddamn clip.
Wait, after he had a kid, bro, did you see that? Like his stats.
I said that.
He said that last week.
I thought it was you, but then
dumb bastard.
Someone else told me the same thing, and I was like, was it Blake or someone else who said that?
I mean,
the insults Blake says sometimes just make me laugh. They're different every time. Yeah, you dumb bastard. Yeah,
Blake's weird.
I mean,
you're going to make me say it, and we're going to.
Yeah, Dave, we'll divide you by zero.
I get it, because he full lies.
And he gets math.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are you guys talking about?
Talk about some stupid essays.
I hate these guys so much, but no. Pascal Siakam finished 26 points. Lowry also finished 26 points.
Siakam's a dog. Kawhi Leonard.
Ha, ha.
He averaged 30.5 for the entire postseason. 9 rebounds, basically 4 assists over the whole finals, and then he got finals MVP.
Like I said, dog. And you got fucking Anthony Davis going to the goddamn Lakers.
Wait,
bro. Oh, yeah.
I saw that. That was
that
crazy.
Trade. It's a great, great topic. It was Anthony Davis going to the Lakers. Pelicans get Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, I think. Oh, yeah, Kyle Kuzma State. And then 3 first-round draft picks.
And they get Zion.
I think
that's a young group, but that's going to be good.
That's what I'm saying. I think the whole mentality for that was.
Wait, what'd they get out of it again?
Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, 3 first-round draft picks.
And Zion.
And then they're going to
draft
Zion.
They're drafting Zion. Like, that's not the
best. The whole thing that was
Lonzo
going on.
Lonzo can't shoot, but that motherfucker can throw some lobs.
That is true.
Same thing with his brother.
Like, they're a young core, but they're going to be good.
That's, yeah.
Give them a few years, they're going to be a good-ass fucking
I think
team.
What L.A. wanted to do is L.A. wanted to win now. It was, like, basically win now, and then the Pelicans will win later. Once they grow into an actual team, that team could possibly be scary. What other sports news going on in the world? We have
the Women's World Cup.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, but there's controversy behind that.
About what? The Women's World Cup?
Yeah, the American.
How Team USA
won 12-0.
Whoop the fuck out of that one.
I think it was Thailand or something.
Some whack ass. We have.
That was funny.
Shout out my boy Gary Woodland for winning the U.S. Open. I'm the only person here that likes golf, so.
Nope, not a golf fan.
Shout out Gary Winthrop.
What?
Winthorpe?
Yep, that one.
Who's that?
I watch golf. But I'm not like.
Wait, bro, how do you watch golf?
Into it. I don't know.
My brother plays.
I don't
golf.
Watch it all the time, but like.
People who like consistently watch golf.
I don't know. I can watch golf.
I
not
feel like if you
lot.
Were there, it'd be a lot more entertaining, but like on TV, it's like.
Gorski, do you have a membership at. Where do you golf at?
Top Golf.
I'm actually. No.
Deer
I'm
Creek?
I'm fucking tired right
do
now.
You play at
Just
Oak Tree or Deer Creek?
So. This is the story of how my day went. I went to bed at 4 a.m. last night, and we were like, as we were getting off, we're like, all right, we're gonna play golf this morning. So we all woke up at 9 a.m. So I'm used to waking up at 2 in the afternoon. So I wake up at 9 a.m. and we go to play at the Links at Heartland Crossing. It's a golf course. A beautiful course. Played the back nine there on Friday. We played the front nine. But I've played at Oak Tree. I played at Winding River. I have not played Deer Creek, though. I'm going to go soon to play.
Deer Creek's hard.
I'm going to go play there soon. I know I'm going with someone that has... I'm going with Daryl. He has a membership there. So, I'm just trying to get around, dude.
Oh, the Gibbs? When I worked there, I would see them there all the time.
Wait, yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, they have a membership. He said,
I'm getting a call from Noblesville, Indiana. Should I enter it live on the cast?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Vehicle Servicing to reach out regarding the factory warranty on your vehicle. Our records indicate it's past the coverage expiration.
Not interested.
Is that right?
I mean...
Okay, well, I see the vehicle here on file.
Didn't even give me a chance to talk.
You're going
to
let him speak?
For security reasons, let me get a specialist who can give you the details on the vehicle and explain your available options.
All right, bet. Holden.
Oh, we're holding.
Thanks for holding. All of our coverage specialists are presently busy helping...
We're going to finish this one out.
They're acting like you reached out to them.
I know. Like, yeah. Like I called them needing some shit.
They called you and then put you on hold.
He said, your warranty is overdue. And Blake goes,
you are the next caller in queue. To continue holding, press 5 now. Or to request a callback from the next available agent, press 9 now.
Press 5.
Estimated callback time.
We're waiting. This is some...
Oh.
Hello, Ryan.
Oh, y'all know first names and shit? That's crazy. What's going on? What do you need? Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Hang up.
What was the point of that?
Oh, y'all know first names?
They say Ryan.
Did they say Ryan or Brian?
Ryan.
Ryan.
I don't think that was a scam. I feel like that's the wrong number.
Nah, I get that call all the time.
Dude, the other day I got called from Danville County Jail. An inmate tried to call me.
Why? Who?
I don't know.
Yo, Jonah, some of your beef.
Joe Fox, maybe?
Joe Fox.
Imagine.
Dude, all I know is someone's got the wrong number, and they had a bad day when they found out that they couldn't get a hold of who they were trying to get a hold of.
All right, you get one phone call. Calls the wrong person.
Imagine you're in prison, and you get one phone call, and you call the wrong number.
That's fucked. I'm trying to think of what are other shitty scenarios? Who would you call?
If I was in prison,
yeah. Probably my parents.
Yeah, be like, yo, get a lawyer, get me the fuck out of here.
Nah, man.
David Dobrik.
I can, yeah.
Papa John's.
Hey, Papa Dave, John. Can you hit up SeatGeek and get me out of here? It'd be some good content.
Papa John's, bro.
Dude, what did you call Papa John's?
That's what you say.
Yeah, well, Papa John's.
I cannot imagine.
Yo, guards, there's on me. Let me buy you all pizza.
I'm just going to say this right now.
What are you
going to
pay with?
I would not survive in prison.
Fuck.
Oh, neither would I.
Oh, hell no.
I would hate
my little ass.
Have you seen those fucking, oh, fuck, where, like, the kids go to jail?
Be on Scared Straight?
Yeah.
Dude.
That shit is fucked.
Go in there. Why aren't you going in there? The door's not open all the way. So those kids are fucking funny. Think about it.
Have you seen
that? You think about it.
The Peel the Orange clip, bro.
And the what?
The Peel the Orange clip.
I've seen that one.
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like a bunch of guys might have sounded. They're like, tell them to peel the orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Freaking out, bro.
The little black kid.
Yeah.
There was one where some inmate took this fool's glasses.
I don't want to peel the orange. Oh my God, bro. It's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, there's this kid who had his glasses taken by an inmate. And the dude just walked in the guards. Yo, he took my glasses.
It's not even that, like, I'd be afraid of getting beat up or something. Like, I guess I'd be okay.
I would just accept
like,
it.
Yeah, just like, if I get beat up, I get beat up. It would be the fact that I would be locked in the same room for a long amount of time. I would hate that.
Oh, facts.
I don't, yeah.
I mean, I don't leave my room as is, but like...
You wouldn't have anything.
So it wouldn't be any different just with that...
You could write your book.
I just wouldn't have my... Yeah,
actually, maybe you should go to prison to write
your
book.
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, Kodak, that's what Kodak did. He also got his GED.
Kodak also asked the Florida football coach if he could come to Florida. He said, hey, yo, I got my GED. I'm trying to come to college.
Do you remember when... actually, 6ix9ine's about to get out.
For what? Why?
I thought he was in witness protection.
Yeah, he's about to get out.
Is he on bail?
I have no idea. I just know he's about to get out.
6ix9ine music coming soon, bro.
It's kind of dumb because you feel like the celebrities have a chance to get out of prison more than just random people do.
It's kind of unfair, but they also have the money for the
lawyers. O.J. Simpson.
Free my guy, Tay Keith.
Free Melly. He didn't do anything wrong.
Say Tay Keith?
Wait, yeah, I actually was reading about that.
Yeah.
Melly?
Is he innocent?
Melly?
Yeah. Innocent until proven guilty.
I'm pretty sure
they proved him guilty.
Yeah.
Sure proven him guilty.
They already swung the hammer there.
No, have you seen the video explaining what he did?
Yeah, I know he shot two of his friends. Allegedly.
Yeah, and he tried to, like, play it off as they got, like, shot in a gangbang or something like that. Yeah. Or a drive-by. That's what it's called, Dave. A gangbang. They got it. No, they got killed. He said his friends got killed in a drive-by, but...
Did he ever, like... Well, he didn't confess, but did they ever find a motive?
Dude's insane.
Probably so he could write a song about it. Pretend like he's upset about it.
Top charts.
Yeah, let's kill somebody and then make a song about it, and then I'll still try and play innocent.
I mean, that's actually crazy.
Why would you... That's just stupid.
I mean...
He had a whole career ahead of him if he got out of prison, but like... Yeah. Or if he wasn't even in prison.
I mean, as much people love to say free TK, he's not getting out. That man murdered people.
Hey, he was sentenced to 20 years.
Hey, 2020, Bobby Shmurda, set to release.
February 28th, 2018. Wait, who is this? Oh, that's his accomplice. Never mind.
Yeah, no, Bobby Shmurda out 2020. Sometime in, I think, December is what they said, what they speculate. You excited for that music?
Bobby Shmurda.
I want free Bobby.
Bobby Shmurda.
Yes. Bobby Shmurda. I want real Bobby music.
You want murder music.
I want murder. I want...
Not some 21 Savage shit.
Sir Savage the 21st. 21 Crumpets.
Bro, that when that shit broke, that was funny as hell.
Oh, those memes?
Yeah.
Those memes were funny.
That was the funny shit ever.
They said Benedict Arnold, who? Biggest traitor in the U.S., bro, 21 Savage.
Some of those were, like...
Those were some...
They were good.
Kind of stupid.
The internet is fast, too.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that shit got on Twitter real quick.
The internet makes memes about everything. They did it about the black hole, too.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Wait, bro, the black hole? That shit was awesome.
Meme culture. But like...
The memes, yeah, I guess they were dumb.
Yeah.
The black hole was fucking sick.
Meme culture is dangerous.
Except that
they'll do anything.
Yeah, the world could be ending as we know it, and people will be making memes about it.
There'd be some good-ass memes, too. Yeah,
they'd be quality.
But I mean,
I would die knowing there were quality memes at the time.
We need to protect those, like, A1 meme creators.
I'm trying to think of, like, what is an oldie but a goodie meme that you can think of? Like one of your personal favorites.
The only one I can remember was it Pepe the Frog or something like that.
Oh, you mean Pepe the White Supremacist?
Whatever.
What? What about the, like, Dat Boy thing?
Fuck.
Which one?
Fred.
Wait, he's riding a unicycle? The frog?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's like, here comes that boy.
What about you, Blake?
I don't know, I'm looking them up right now.
You can't look them up.
Here, yeah, let me get on iFunny.
Oh, fuck.
iFunny is the most unfunny app there is.
It is the cringiest place I've ever been on.
It used to not be that bad.
No, but then...
No, like, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah,
back. Yeah, like
2010? That shit was popping, bro.
So was Kick.
iFunny, Kick.
I just use Reddit now.
Instagram was new.
Reddit memes are pretty good.
Bro, I don't use Reddit.
I do sometimes.
I never get on Reddit.
When I get tired of looking at, like, Instagram and, like, Twitter memes, I go on Reddit
probably
sometimes.
There's dude, Bad Luck Brian?
Yeah.
Bad Luck Brian.
Those are always funny.
Those were like the original.
Dude, do you remember the Rage comics?
Rage comics are fucking hilarious.
No, they're not. Not anymore.
They are.
Actually, now you could do it nowadays for the meme.
That's what I'm saying. Like, contextually, where you're like, ah, fuck, I can't even think of one off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of, like, what they're actually.
Rage comics, what the fuck?
Do you remember? You don't remember Rage comics?
I'm sure I would.
It's a huge thing on iFunny, too.
It was, like, all the little...
Someone would do, like, the storyboard things, and then with all those, like, drawn faces.
Oh, okay.
That's where the troll face started, too, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Those were good.
You look at those, like, the popular ones from back then now, you're like, what in the... Like, this is so dumb.
What the fuck were we thinking, boys?
My 10-year-old humor was off the charts.
That's why the older generation fucking hates us, because we did stupid shit like this. We
still do stupid shit, bro.
We just do stupid trends.
Wait, bro. That actually kind of pisses me off.
What?
Like, every generation is the same, but, like, they all generalize the generation, I guess, below them?
Well, yeah, because
they're...
Us as kids, we played Minecraft, and that was the stuff. That was it. and then everybody's playing, all the kids are playing Fortnite now, and everybody hates on them.
Yeah, but like,
it's a dark time.
The generation below us. is it below or above? I don't even know.
I mean, the older generation.
The generation.
Hates us.
Newer generation.
So the older generation hates us because we play video games and we don't go outside. And we hate the younger generation because they play fucking Fortnite.
No, well, not only that, but they literally got iPods when they were like 4. I mean, I got mine when I was 13.
Yeah.
I had an iPod before I was 13.
Well, not, I mean, like a phone. Like a phone or like an iPhone.
You see these kids pulling up with iPhones.
Yeah, bro.
Fortnite mobile.
I had Doodle Jump to play on my iPod. 5-year-old kids
walking around with their fucking iPads. Like, what are you doing?
Dude, if you didn't have an iPod, if you are our age and you didn't have an iPod and you didn't play those games, all the games from the App Store.
Doodle Jump, bro.
That's what I just said. I said I had Doodle Jump to play.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
lie.
Quickest game to blow up, quickest game to die, Flappy Bird.
Oh, my
God. Do you remember when
that's facts.
That game got deleted off the App Store when we were in middle school, and then someone bought an iPod or an iPhone with Flappy Bird on it for like $1 million?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Y'all remember that paperclip that was going on eBay for like $3
million? What?
There was a paperclip on eBay going for like $3 million. Someone bought it.
There's some crazy shit on eBay that people sell for. Like, there was a Cheeto that was shaped like
a Cheeto.
Are Cheetos considered chips?
Yeah.
We'll get to that, but it was shaped like some fucking animal, and it sold for like...
Yeah.
It was Harambe.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was. It sold for like $2 million, bro.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like chips.
Who
like,
does that?
Like, you'll get like some fucking Lay's, and it'll be like, it's a rough outline of a face, and you're like, this is X person, $300,000. And like, people would buy it.
Just, why are you buying that shit? Just give that shit to charity.
I think that just goes back to my... You say give it to fucking charity?
Give the $300,000 you spent on a fucking chip to charity?
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
What's charity going to do with the chips? split it to everybody that needs it?
I was like, what the fuck? No, I think that goes back to our main topic of the overall point of our generation to me is basically like, you have a trend, stays up for like a month or two or something, and then it will die. Off. Never heard of again. Damn Daniel, never heard of him.
Damn.
I think everybody in our generation has the attention span of a goldfish.
Yes. Actually. Same thing. Hoverboards. Cool for like a year. Drop dead. There's just so many.
They're not really hoverboards, though.
Trends in our
like a
society.
Real hoverboard, bro? Like, that'd be sick.
Like some out of Back to the Future type
shit?
Oh,
yeah.
I feel that on a personal level.
If I can skate around on a fucking real hoverboard.
Yeah. So, like, we have trends that become popular for a bit, then they die
out. Oh, yeah.
What, I'm trying to think of, like, what's popular now that'll die out?
Lil Nas X.
Hey, he's dropping an album. June 21st.
If this album isn't good, he's going to fall off.
It won't be good.
I don't think it will either, but...
He'll have
this is literally his make or break.
Is he going to have Old Town Road on this album?
Probably. Probably like 6 different versions.
Thanks, bud. Never heard that before.
You asked me a question. I said yes.
No, I'm talking about Lil Nas X. Like, why doesn't he put stuff more like original new things out?
He will.
No, I guarantee you he has 6 versions of Old Town Road.
I'm thinking that he's going to have the Old Town original Old Town Road on there and then remixes.
Probably. But I think he's actually coming out with like actual music, though. Like,
but what is it going to be?
Like, I bet the beat sounds the same as Old Town Road.
I bet it's copy-paste.
Did you see how they made the beat for that song? Somebody, his producer sampled a Nine Inch Nails song. And I don't ask me, but it was... I don't know when it drops in that song, they cut it off right before it gets really intense in Nine Inch Nails, and that's like the last person I would have expected a hip hop beat to come from. But you know,
I've seen those videos where like Metro does it and stuff like that.
Yeah. So cool. That's what? All. It's like producing now, people will come up with their own melodies and stuff like that, but it's just harder for people to come up with things people haven't heard already. Like. That's why a lot of people sample now, like Lucid Dreams.
Well, I heard samples were hard to get cleared.
No, they were, but now there's websites where you can literally, you can pay like $50 and get the rights to use like a Beethoven sample if you wanted to, yeah. Hmm. So yeah, Nick Mira used a Sting sample in Lucid Dreams.
Sting's about to make a lot of money from that.
Yeah, I don't. And, or you can reach out to the artist directly,
yeah,
but
you get their permission.
I don't even know. Did Sting? I don't think Steve, or I don't even think they had the rights for that.
Because I don't know.
There was a big lawsuit against it, or like big controversy.
There's controversy all the time about like samples and
yeah,
copyright issues and stuff like that. Like on Kid See Ghost, Kanye West and Kid Cudi, I don't remember exactly which song it was, but they had a guy talking at the beginning of the song, and he was suing them. Even big people like that get in trouble for it all the time, but it's not really that big of a deal. Like, they probably just paid that guy to shut up.
Probably. I mean, do you usually sample?
I sample a lot.
What do you think is, like, the weirdest thing you've sampled? Like, weirdest song or something that you've sampled?
I actually sent a beat to Dave, and that was all from recording that, the vent up there, and me, like, I don't know what else I did. I think
was this the recent one you sent?
No, it was the defeated one. Remember when me and you were playing that 2v2, and I turn and you go, I go, Dave, what did I just do? Or whatever.
Oh, shit.
With that tag at the beginning. Yeah. I just recorded a bunch of random stuff and, like, combined it all together, and it made a dope sample. But most of the time, I like to sample, like, songs from the 50s or 60s.
Those are always great. Yeah. I love old songs like that. I mean,
I just started getting into that, like, kind of era.
I'm going to try to find something that Jonah sent me a while ago. He sent me this song. That, like, I don't
Frank
even know.
Sinatra,
I'm pretty sure it never got released.
What's the title?
I gotta find it. You sent me the fucking there isn't one. It's
Untitled one.
It's called E-Master Gen 4. It's featuring some rapper. I forget who it was.
Oh yeah, that's on my SoundCloud.
Okay, so you ended up releasing it. What's it called?
Start of the Year.
Okay, who was it?
His name's Kingdom. He's dope.
Yeah.
That kind of...
That's who it was.
I kind of hopped on that train when that kind of rap was really, really hot, but it's fallen off now.
I haven't listened to this.
It's like the emo rap kind of...
Emo rap stuff.
Once again, trends start, they die.
Like. Yeah. It's dying right in front of our faces. There's just too... I think it happens when... Especially in music, when too many people try to hop on the train, people just get tired of it. Yeah.
And people... Then there's only a couple that come out that are, like, top, but... I've seen so many people on, like, SoundCloud that tried to do it, and, you know, I feel like they have the talent for it, they just don't have the means of production for it, but it's at the end of the day, most of it's all the same.
It's just passion project stuff for them at that point, because once what they were good at dies off, they don't know what to do, they don't know, like, how to branch out and teach themselves how to do other things, so they're just confused and lost, like, what do I do now? I can't do anything other than oversaturate my vocals and...
Yeah. Well, I mean, it feels like to me...
Scream on the chorus.
Like, when people try to jump on this train, they weren't, like, in it compared to other artists. Like, they weren't as, like, I don't want to say experienced, but they didn't have the same sort of...
Experiences.
Yeah. Like, Juice WRLD or, like, who else? X or...
Dude, I listened to...
Lil Peep.
100%. People didn't even... I don't know. Like, I was listening to All Girls Are the Same by Juice the other day, and it is, compared to his new stuff, so low quality and so bad. Oh, yeah. But I remember how good that song was when I heard it. I was like, this is different, and I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's what it is. It's different. Nobody ever really did sadder, except for, like, maybe Uzi. Uzi kind of...
When I saw Juice WRLD, I first found him. I found him on Twitter, and, well, he put out two songs. I don't even remember how I heard about him, but... I listened to him in, like, February or March of 2018, and I went to his Twitter, and I was like, is this, like, a different alias for Uzi? Because his Twitter picture didn't have his face in it. It was just, like, his hair. It looked like Uzi.
Yeah. I mean, all I'm saying is, Juice, if you somehow listen to this, please remaster your mixtape. It is so good, but it's, like, not the quality.
Oh, his SoundCloud one?
Yeah, I think 999. Yeah. Phenomenal. That's, like, good music. It just needs to get remastered. It's so good. Put it on Apple Music, please. I want to listen.
But I feel like that's another thing he can't do because of, like, samples and stuff and rights. Because Logic had the same thing. He was talking about that on his Twitter after he released the song with Joyner.
Which one? ISIS?
ISIS. I think it was ISIS. Or it might have been the one with Eminem on his...
Homicide?
Yeah. But he talked about how, like, he was getting a lot of, like, shit for not sampling or not putting his mixtapes on iTunes or whatever. But he can't because of how many samples he used and, like, all the legal issues he'd run into.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I brought that up, because I didn't know like how that all worked in terms of like using a sample and then selling it like under your name.
I've already talked about the like 432 hertz and 440 hertz or whatever.
No, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. When I saw that same video. Did you watch a video about it? There's a video about it that came out.
What is this?
All music is released and basically it's played on the radios and all your streaming apps. And in 400, and I think it's all played in 432 hertz. And that frequency,
I thought it was 440.
It's either 440 or 432.
I think it was, it's all comes released at 440, but like that hurts.
What frequency does the streaming apps and everything play it at?
440, I believe.
So 440 is a lot. You don't notice a sound difference really, but it's a frequency and it makes songs like hit you deeper. So
yeah,
let's say you're at a concert or a live event, or you're just listening to it on your own. If you listen to a song and it makes you feel like super like down and like depressed or whatever, if it's a sad song especially, it hits you different because of the frequency level.
Yeah, because you can like
X talked about that.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, 440 makes you feel some type of way. It gives you like bad energy. What if you like bring the song down to like 332 hertz, I want to say.
No, it was 432. 332 is like really low.
That's what I meant, 432 then. It basically, that's like your normal, it should be like our normal frequency that we hear at. It
doesn't make a lot of sense, but like the world, the earth is 432 hertz.
Yeah, but we listen to stuff in 440.
Same thing with like colors, I feel. Like certain colors make you feel like a certain type of way.
Yeah. That's why I always have the lights in my room at like brighter colors, because if I have it on like, I don't know, like blue or something, I feel like cold or sad.
I like this purple or pinkish purple.
Purple's like the creative color, honestly.
I'd say yellow.
Yellow?
It's the happy color.
That's not, I would say that's the creative color though. I mean, it can make you happy, but like if you're trying to be creative, are you always going to be happy when you're creative?
No, yellow and red makes yellow and red makes you fucking
mad
or whatever.
Angry.
That's why McDonald's is yellow and red.
Oh yeah.
It's yellow cuz it stands out.
No, dude, those advertisement things are trippy. Like they'll put green for money so you like want to spend money.
Wait. Are you talking about like the
in advertisements.
Oh, the advertisements.
Yeah. He's right though. Like McDonald's is red and yellow. They'll make you hungry. That's why.
I thought yellow was just like so you could see it.
Maybe.
I mean, like the sign.
I mean, it makes arches. Sense. The arches. I mean, the it makes arches, sense. But like, it's just one big ploy. Yeah.
And like exotic places, like an exotic car dealership is usually dark colors, yeah, so you get like a different like. I don't know. I think like darker colors make you more open to things.
Interesting.
Hmm.
It's all about manipulation of the human mind.
Oh, people make like careers.
I don't know what made me think about this, but do you remember, dude, this was a long time ago. There was an app on the App Store called like VIP Black or something like that.
No.
The fucking $100 app.
No, it was like $1,000.
Oh yeah, literally fucking nothing when you buy it.
You bought it?
No, I watched someone buy it, and they were just like, or it was some app, like it was like buying like the most expensive apps, dude. And one of them you buy it for like a grand, it's literally just a screen that says, here you go.
You would buy it for $1,000, and I think it's like, you can click on something, and it'll get you like a yacht or something, but it's complete BS, it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just wasted $1,000, idiot.
Scam of the year.
Welcome. Marketing is...
I don't know how that passed through Apple's. Apple has a pretty good
security. I think it was way easier back then.
Yeah, it might have been. Now they're like, how you get an app on the App Store is actually hella hard.
Oh yeah.
Just like how you have to get a fucking podcast on Apple Podcast.
I think it's like
a
3-step thing you have to do with Apple.
I think they now they probably have to verify it.
Yes, yeah, so I think they have to verify a developer. They have to literally test your game. Like, it's crazy, and I think like to get an app on the App Store takes like a month.
Imagine how hard it would be to like. start your own video game developer company and put out a video game on consoles and like Steam and stuff like that. Imagine how hard that process would be.
I mean, there's some dumbass games on Steam though.
Okay, Steam, Steam's
open source. Yeah.
But on consoles and stuff like that.
Yeah, to get a license alone on a console is probably ridiculous.
It's expensive.
I've never looked into that.
What?
Starting your own game developing company?
Or like a license? Out?
Just like getting a game on a console. Like how? What it costs? Like
for console, it's fucking expensive. But like PC, it's not just because it's so open. Yeah,
there's some stupid games on PC. You ever seen the like dumb simulator games that they have? Like
yeah, there's some weird ones. There's some fucking weird.
There's one like grass simulator or something like that.
Grass simulator, like car mechanic simulator. Well, that sounds actually decent.
Well, there are actually some decent simulators that could teach you a lot.
Like Goat Simulator.
Oh hell yeah! Baby. No.
Wasn't like, that game like really hyped for
yeah,
like
it was. Yeah, it was for kids. Dude, I
got gassed for a little fucking bit.
Farming simulator, bro.
I'd go to my grandma's house like in Christmas time and all the kids would be playing Goat Simulator on their parents' cell phones. Flight Simulator
2020.
Shut up. Have you played that?
Yeah, I have it.
Is it fun?
It's actually for me it is because it's something I enjoy.
Because he knows
but
how
if
to fly.
Any of you were to play it, you probably would get bored in 5 minutes.
No, I wouldn't.
Dave would send a very strongly worded email I hate you Blake to the developer
if well, the developer even, doesn't make it anymore
well I'm saying like if they find one mistake within the game
is it accurate well it came out 2008 the engine did but then another company bought it and they've been updating it it's accurate to a degree but it's fucking expensive like the game's not expensive but the add-ons and shit you have to buy it's like expensive. Because the graphics are 2008, and if you want to update that to, like, now, it's a good amount of money.
Well, you got to get the Boeing 747 expansion pack.
Just get one in real life.
But you can. I'm just saying. But it's pricey, bro. There are people who spent, like, $2,000 on that kind of shit.
For what, though?
Graphics, planes.
What?
Yeah.
You have to pay to upgrade your graphics?
I mean, like, it came out in 2008, and they don't make it anymore.
Can you kill people in that game? It.
No. It's a simulator.
Yeah, but you can kill people in real life.
Can you burn
with
down your farm and farming simulator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since when?
You played it before?
No.
Have exactly. you never downloaded
I've watched the video, though.
The flamethrower DLC?
Shut up.
God.
All right. Moving on. One dead, two injured in California Costco shooting. What happened there? That. I haven't heard too much about that.
I
one.
Saw that it was like a retired, not a retired, off-duty police officer, and some guy like hit his kid or something, and so he shot.
He hit the officer's kid?
Yeah.
At a Costco?
Costco's wild, bro.
Come on, bro. It's
so is he gonna get arrested for that?
I don't know because you could define it as self-defense.
I don't know
if a stranger is attacking your kid.
I'd hit your kid. So we'll you define shoot.
Attacking. I could see why he did it. Like I'm not against him for doing it, but I don't think
that's a weird. Line,
that's a lot of force.
I don't think
you're using
gonna,
a lot of force there. For a guy slapping your kid. Or whatever.
I don't think
I'm looking
at
the definition of attacking.
I don't think they're going to see it as self defense.
That's well, what they're where was it? California?
Yeah,
probably not. But
launching or engaging in military or violent physical activity.
Violent physical activity.
Did he do it on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, that's where just, this, like, this shit gets
You could have just, like, bumped into him, and he was like, hell no.
He just went around and shot him?
Yeah.
He's reversing out of his parking space, and he just bumps his kid and just shoots him through the back window of the car.
I don't know, bro. But it wasn't, like, a random guy just walked into a
Well, I mean, if his kid died from getting hit, I don't blame him.
Well, I mean, we don't know how hard he, like, hit him, or we don't know if he was trying to hit him more and the guy stepped in the way or what the whole deal is. The only thing I read was that he hit the kid and so the dad shot him.
So
it's like a 50-50 because you don't know what was happening.
Well, in other news, there was a second Costco shooting 20 hours ago.
Damn.
What?
Is this gunman dead, two injured, in second California Costco shooting in 3 days.
Costco is wild.
Apparently,
bro.
This guy shot two people in the parking lot and then killed himself.
Hey, if you live in California, don't go to Costco.
Don't go to Costco. Hey, big bundles,
hey, you might
want to
buy in bulk,
it.
But it's not worth it.
Buying in bulk ain't worth it.
There's so many. I feel like there's so many shootings that happen in this country that
there,
I don't hear
so
about.
There are so many worthless, like, you shoot somebody over a parking spot. Come on, man.
Come on.
It's a fucking
come on,
spot.
Man.
You're going to throw away not only your life, but somebody else's life.
I don't
for
think,
a fucking
I think the person spot. That's doing it, he killed himself?
Yeah.
I think he just was wanting to go out with a bang. I
he might. I don't know. But, like, that's not even my point. Is like, people do that all the time. Like, the fucking New Orleans Saints player who was killed in New Orleans, some guy got out of his car and shot him because he, like, drove around him after he, I don't know, what hit him in the bumper or whatever, but like that shit's not worth it.
I never heard about that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, look it up. I don't remember his name, but it was like I think it was last year, 2 years
probably
ago.
Probably someone unimportant like Drew Brees.
Anyways, nah, he like hit him in the bumper and he like drove away. Cause I mean, I watched the security footage and it was like barely like it was a tap. And the guy got out of his car and shot him.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
That's
not
Steve
Will
stupid.
Smith, but.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Man who killed former Saints player Will Smith and shot his wife, given 25-year prison sentence.
Yeah. And the guy that shot him was a semi-pro football player.
Unfortunately.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, Cardale Hayes.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Well, with the first Costco shooting, I got to label it first Costco shooting. That was on Monday. Yeah, the off-duty police officer was with his one-year-old kid, and he got knocked out for a second, and then he got up, shot.
Wait, who got knocked out?
The police officer. He was holding his child and got knocked out for a second.
Oh, so the guy hit the police officer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Defense. Okay.
Yeah, that's...
But then he got up, shot the dude who hit him, but he also injured the dude's parents as well that were also there.
He didn't kill him, though, did he?
No, he injured the parents, but he killed the dude. He killed the dude that hit him.
Well, the guy was disabled who hit him, right?
That's what it seemed to be.
But, I mean, if you're in that moment...
Yeah, the dude did not know of the officer's disability at the time.
Yeah, you don't know. You just know a guy knocked you out.
The officer also didn't know... If he didn't see the car coming, he didn't know if he was trying to do it on purpose either. So...
That's what I'm saying. So.
Oh, okay.
That's
going to be a tricky case.
That's self-defense.
He's an
officer.
He
knocked him out. You got a one-year-old kid, like, you're going to protect
And his
yourself.
Family. Yeah, he was with his wife, too. So.
I mean, that's just, like, no-brainer. But it's California, so I don't know what they're going to do.
They're going to try to pull some bullshit about how he's disabled and...
Aren't there some rappers going to court for a shooting?
Yes, Lil Durk and...
I don't know much about that.
I don't know the other one's name. I gotta find
King
it.
Vaughn?
Yeah. It's some... Bullshit.
Didn't they say they have enough evidence to charge them?
Yeah, it was intent to commit murder. And
what
have,
happened? What's the like real story?
Half rappers' music videos are intent to commit murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you prove intent. I mean, unless you have like
they
video,
have like video
audio
they
evidence.
Have sufficient evidence to convict them. And I mean, Lil Durk turned himself in, released a song about it too.
They tweeted before too.
I feel like I heard something like when rappers have drugs and, like, guns in their music videos, that's enough evidence for officers to go to get a warrant and go to their house and, like,
yeah,
see if they have guns or stuff in the house. Stuff like that
it's
in the house.
It's a dangerous game.
That's what did it, Shmurda. Bobby Shmurda. What did they find, like, two Dracos and some cocaine or something like that?
Probably.
But he was low-key trapping.
Yeah, there's...
Are you surprised?
No.
That's why we like people like Cole Bennett. Who doesn't do the world star hip hop kind of music videos of just
some fucking
toting guns with the gangbangers,
yeah,
throwing up gang signs,
like, sitting on a
zooming in and out
on a rented R8 or Lamborghini.
Yeah, probably 6ix9ine wasn't caught earlier because that man was wildin'.
He low key did the race for a little bit.
He was doing the digital dash for a bit, and then he got locked up. I mean.
6ix9ine is going to come out with some heat, bro.
If someone gets has a warrant for their arrest, like, in the States, and then they go to a different country,
They're good.
You can extradite. You can extradite. Unless you ask for asylum, U.S. can extradite you.
What do you mean?
So, this was the case with fucking, what's his name? Julian Assange. You know who that is? WikiLeaks guy.
Yeah, okay.
So, he's the guy who owned WikiLeaks. So, he was, I think he's born in Austria or whatever, moved to London. And he did all his shit out of London. Well, the police literally were trying to, not kill him, but capture him and whatever and try it, and put him on trial or whatever. So he went to the, I think it was Ecuadorian embassy. He's like, yo, give me asylum. An asylum applications take forever. Yeah. Like, he was there for 7 or 8 years, living in that embassy on, like, the top floor. And he was in London, but they couldn't arrest him because...
It's on Ecuadorian soil.
It was on Ecuadorian soil, and he had asked for asylum.
And they approved.
So what is asylum?
So asylum is like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're seeking out refuge in a country... In a country... Because another country wants to kill you, capture you, or harm you.
So he's a smart guy then.
Yeah. Well, that's what Edward Snowden did.
Yeah.
Or is doing in Russia.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, come to America from, like, Syria to seek asylum because... Yeah. It's so dangerous in their
Central America, Middle East.
Yeah, they fear for their lives, so they come to America to seek asylum and basically freedom.
And then they go protection. To a California Costco, and they're done.
they just want to get some big bulks.
Want to buy a bulk.
But no.
They're getting shot in the parking lot because someone took their parking spot or something.
Yeah, I don't even... Did the Ecuadorian government just were like, all right,
so man, fuck this you. Was, I think he went there in like 2012... 7 years, because it was this year.
Yeah,
they denied his application, and the police stormed up the embassy, arrested him, and took him off.
So it's like a certain year term they have to apply again for it.
No, it's not a year. It's just a process, like the paperwork process, laws. It's just.
And then they're trying to try him for raping a chick in
Sweden.
Yeah,
so there's a sexual assault case.
A chick in Sweden, bro.
You raped a chicken in Sweden?
No, but so Sweden wants him. London or Britain, whatever.
We want him.
Britain already charged him. He's in prison there. We want him. So he's wanted in 3 countries, one of which has already put him in jail.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more. But, like, the argument for him comes in as, like, freedom of press kind of deal.
Yeah.
Because what he did, he released classified government secrets.
But you can't make that argument, though. He's in London. They don't have that.
They don't have classified government secrets.
No, they don't have the freedom of the press. They don't have our First Amendment right. I don't know. They don't have
that. No, but the freedom of press and speech is, like, it's part of a UN declaration. I did it for We the People group, but I read on that.
Yeah, but still, and, certain
like,
countries
like
don't have...
50 countries who agreed to that.
Yeah.
And London was one of them. So technically, they do, or London, I keep saying London.
But do they have precedent saying otherwise? Because I know the U.S. does.
System was like.
With the Nixon case.
Well, I don't know what their whole.
I don't know what their whole government system, I don't know what their politics and their courts are like, but I know here if you want to do that, something that happened in the Nixon case.
But. That's the thing. It's like,
and they were like, the Supreme Court was just like, nah, chief. Like, we're releasing the documents.
But he was pretty critical in, like, helping Edward Snowden release the NSA stuff, and then a lot of the Iraq War stuff that America, like, figured out. Oh shit! Like, we're killing civilians. Like, this isn't right. Was because of him.
Yeah, he's a hero to some, a traitor to some other people.
Yeah.
Same thing with Snowden.
And there's tons of people like
that. Those are just the ones that
they just don't have as big of names.
Yeah. It's a touchy subject with international law and I don't even know what to call it, jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, it's the same thing with states. Like, if you commit a crime in California and you commit a crime somewhere else too, you have to get tried in those 2 states. If one state has the death penalty and one doesn't, you get convicted for the death penalty in one state but not the other. It's the whole tricky business.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, there's some... It's like really deep, interesting.
It's very complicated and thorough process, though. But I'm pretty sure if you get the death penalty in one state, you're still dead. Like, no matter what the charges are for any other state, like, you're still going to go back to that one state and die.
That's how Ted Bundy was. He got executed. Was it here or something? Terre Haute? I don't remember.
Have you guys heard about the new, like, Chernobyl?
Bro, that is great.
Document. Have you
seen it?
No, I want to.
Have any of you seen it?
I know it's an HBO documentary.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I'm a history nerd, so I loved it automatically, but... History aside, it's a fucking great show.
HBO put out a documentary on Chernobyl, and it's like...
It's a fictional, it's historical fiction, but it's really accurate.
Yeah.
There's just a few parts that are...
I'd assume it's really good. I want to watch
it. Oh, it's so good. So good.
I've already seen a lot of, like,
real documentaries. You guys know what Chernobyl is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever played COD 4?
You ever played COD 4? Yes.
Nah, but that was probably... I've watched a lot of many, like, history series. That's by far the best one I've ever seen.
I thought of that because of the Ted... When you said Ted Bundy, I thought of his documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched that.
Oh, fascination.
I haven't watched it either.
I should,
though. I watched the first 30 minutes of the first episode, and I fell asleep. A lot of people think it's great. Personally, there's some, I don't find it interesting.
I agree. There's some that are...
Stop glorifying these people.
Some of it's not glorification, though. Some of it's like...
But, like, why... Like,
why'd he do this?
Yeah, it's more for curiosity's sake. Yeah. They're not glorifying his name, in a sense. They're just, like, saying, this is... But I'm saying, like, they're telling his whole story. They're bringing out recorded tapes that he has with him talking to his lawyer or somebody. I think it's his lawyer.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one of those things where it's, like...
I feel like the same...
Y'all milking it too much.
With, like, mass shooters or something.
Mass shooters, like, don't deserve credit at all.
See, like it.
They want the press. They want... That's what they want.
Don't speak their name. Don't show their picture.
So most of them are lonely. I don't want to say... They're psychopaths. They are psychopaths.
Yes. But no, I have a very big fascination with World War II, so I really like watching World War II documentaries and World War II shows.
I just like watching documentaries.
Bro, people hate on me for watching documentaries.
I love documentaries.
I love documentaries. I love the History Channel. I'm not scared to say that.
I like the History Channel.
History Channel is fucking great.
One of my dad watches this series too. I'm starting to get into it. It's called The Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I've heard of this too.
It's basically just like this hypothetical of like,
if the Nazis what if
the Germans won World War II? If they didn't fuck with Russia, like if they would have won the war, like this is what would have happened. Like it's a very great. It's a good show.
The 30 for 30 films on ESPN are good too.
Yep,
I watched a few of those. And then
you watch those, Blake?
What do you watch?
Not shit.
I don't watch TV.
I don't
really.
Neither do I.
I watch the Food Network and HGTV. Don't at me. I love those shows.
Wait. The Food Network?
Oh, Food Network is...
Gordon Ramsay is the only person I can watch when it comes
to
food.
I watched Chopped.
Who watched Chopped?
Beat Bobby Flay.
Are you 40?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you the self-analysis that I've labeled myself now. I'm not 18. I'm a 60-year-old man. I play golf consistently. I have arthritis in my whole back.
And he fucks with Culver's heavy.
That's kind of facts. And I'm about to just start smoking cigars now, dude. I'm old. I feel old as shit.
You need to get some CBD for that back.
Facts. I need to get some. I need to get some lotion.
Wow, bro.
But no.
Well, no,
nah, dude. Back to documentaries. They're dope. I hate
war documentaries by far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, another one of my personal favorites is called Hitler's Inner Circle or something like that. It's just about like his top officers.
Yeah, I'm just talking
about those motherfuckers are
psychopaths.
They are. If you want to know true evil, but it's mostly curiosity for me because it's like, how can you be this evil? Like you talk about like shooters and stuff being evil people, these motherfuckers were ruthless.
I mean, that's the question, though. Is like,
it's like how
it's not the question, it's the perspective.
Yeah, it's like, why would they do the things that they do? Like, why?
It's not that I just want to find out how evil they are now, because like the past is past, so now we can look back and say, oh, these people were bad. At the time, they thought what they were doing was right. I want to understand how they got to that point of...
That's what I'm saying. Like the stuff that Hitler's group did were unthinkable, and it's like, why? Like, how did they come up with this? Where they're just
especially
like,
in like a modern day and age, not day and age.
And it's kind of weird to think society. That like if we have another world war, it's going to be all nuclear. Like, we're not going to... See,
I don't think it is.
You think we're going to have boots on the ground?
I think...
The exosuits?
Wait.
I think you know how there's weapons that are banned in war? Why don't they just come unban to the them? Agreement? Come to the agreement. Unban them.
Ban and protect system, bro. Bring it back.
No, just come to the agreement to not use nuclear weapons.
No, I think that...
I think they're too valuable to certain countries to give that up, and how much money they've like put into their nuclear programs.
Listen, I've dropped a ton of nukes in my lifetime.
Modern Warfare 2, 25 kill streak,
ACR,
tactical nuke,
MP7. Yeah, no,
but it wouldn't happen.
I'm trying to think of like what are stuff that are banned in war.
Chemical weapon. Yeah, chemical there's weapons. Certain chemical weapons. Actually, I'm pretty sure all chemical weapons are
banned. Chemical warfare is mostly banned, but. People still do it.
Yeah, the Assad, the dictator. In
yeah, he uses chemical warfare on his own people.
Own people, yeah. And then he's like, oh, it's the rebels.
It's the rebels.
No, there's people.
He actually just wants to be
See, those are the Darth kind of Vader. Psychopaths I'm talking about.
And it's these people with so much power. Bro, I think it's just because of the power that they have. It corrupts them.
He's got a Hitler stash.
He does.
Bashar al-Assad, he's got a Hitler stash.
I think it's just the people in power that are the scariest because they have too much power that it goes to their head.
Yeah.
You see all these great world leaders that do it, like Stalin.
Did you say great world leaders?
Not great.
And you said Stalin?
Yeah. Okay, let me retract that. These world leaders.
Yeah, okay.
Such fine. As, like, Assad, fucking Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, these people with great amounts of, like, copious amounts of power that they drive themselves insane.
Yeah.
And I don't think that could ever happen in the United States because we have, like, this system in place to where they can't have too much power.
I mean, that's up for debate. Because one person may not have that much power, but groups have power.
That is true.
And groups are led by individuals. An individual can have...
We're not doing this, Dave.
I'm just saying.
We can go on. You know we can go on. I'm just saying. For like a whole 3 hours on that.
Yeah, let's put a pin in this one.
All
right. Is it just because y'all are too dumb to...
No, it's just... I'm listening. It's just like...
Blake hasn't said a thing.
We've got some other things we could talk about,
definitely,
too.
Definitely. Yeah, no. We can save that for a different day.
We got...
The U.S. government... Buddy.
I bet me and Gorski probably do.
We'll backpack that one.
You got
special guest Zion on.
Did you guys hear about JoJo Siwa's makeup kits?
What? Read the notes. I didn't read. I did not see.
So they were put out in all these stores with asbestos in them, and that what is it? The FDA.
FDA.
They took them out of all these stores because that was in there, and it's a fire resistant chemical or
what
something,
is this?
And it's a cancer causing substance.
No,
that was
in
her makeup kits.
Oh, it's makeup. I thought it was a food.
No, in her makeup, she had in her like eyeliner or something. There was like cancer causing substances, like really, really easily cancer causing substances.
And yet we still sell cigarettes. That rat poison,
wait,
that baby, hits you in a certain way.
I'm actually surprised that those.
I mean, it's not her fault. Can't blame JoJo Siwa. She's like 13.
No, I just heard people
blame the manufacturer
talking about it and going over it. It's like, it's how they. It's a kind of a shortcut on how you can get it done faster and cheaper, and she can make a huge profit off of it. But yet there were kids buying these things and putting cancer-causing substances on their faces.
Like, yep, I think that's where the issue lies. Is that it's for kids. It's kids makeup. That's where you can.
And it's kind of just
we're still selling cigarettes.
At that point, though, you're 18.
Yeah, you I know, but like
legally in the eyes of the law, you're an adult. You can make your own decisions.
It's a lot. Asbestos is a lot more dangerous than
I understand that
nicotine
than arsenic.
It's not just nicotine in cigarettes.
It's mostly like the
Like the least of your worry in a cigarette.
Well, yeah, at least none of us smoke cigarettes.
Thank God. Yeah, that trend is kind of dying.
Yeah, but now we got our jewels and vapes.
I mean, that debate I can go on for a while on that one.
I think it's much safer compared to a cigarette, like tenfold. But
Oh, yeah.
Is it still good for you?
Putting anything in your
body. Inhaling anything is not
good for you. Except for oxygen is not good for you. But, I mean, shit, we still do it.
Who the fuck needs oxygen?
But it's that sweet, sweet buzz that we so desperately want.
That's Stop.
That's why people do it. And then you realize...
I got my opinions on...
We're going to move on to the next segment.
Yeah, that's
right. In this segment called Things to Think About, we're going to talk about a couple of questions from throughout this past week that will leave us and yourselves thinking. First question is, if your favorite artist of all time drops a song with your most hated artist of all time, what are you doing?
Absolutely. I'm listening
to it. I was thinking about that.
I mean, I'd listen to it, yeah.
And the reason why I thought of this question is because of Blueface's new single that came out. Because it's
two trash artists on it, so I'm not listening
to
it.
Let's go around and think of your favorite artist and your least favorite.
I'm just saying this is how I got the question. Because it was a song featuring Rich the Kid, and I was like, Blake hates this person. And then it got me thinking, I was like, what if... Like, Blake, who's your favorite artist of all time?
Travis Scott.
So if Travis Scott came out with a song with Rich the Kid, are you listening to it?
Fuck no.
Okay, so...
came out with a song with Blueface? Fuck no. Rich the Kid? Fuck no. Famous Dex? Fuck no.
Dexter.
Riff Raff? Rather listen to it than fucking Blueface.
All right, what about you, Dave?
I don't know what my favorite artist of all time. I don't know.
I mean, I got mine.
I listen to too many different genres of music.
If I were to like pick one person that I'm like, I will, every song they come out with, I will listen to, will be ASAP Rocky. I will listen to all of his music because dude is a legend.
So I don't know.
Person, dude, what artist do I like refuse to listen to?
Kid Glock, Young Dolph.
No. I'd like to rescind my statement on that. I will take full responsibility in saying that I made a clear lapse of judgment.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Wait, bro. I got an unpopular as fuck opinion.
What?
Well,
I don't like the Migos.
Well,
I used to like the Migos.
I'm not a big fan. I can see why people like them, but I don't like them. I would say they're my least favorite artists of all time.
Yeah, I need to go to my music. Wait, but I don't even have them on my
I don't playlist. Think I...
Let's just think of somebody that is really pop... Two people that are really popular right now. One person that we all don't like and Russ. One person that we all like.
If A$AP Rocky got on a song with Russ, I'd probably still listen to it.
No.
Because it would be creative.
Russ is a meme, though.
Russ is universally memed.
Imagine a Russ and, like, someone... That everybody likes right now. Like
Russ and Juice WRLD or something.
Oh, yeah. Picture a Russ and Juice WRLD song. I would listen to it just to see what would they do together.
That'd be fucking weird.
What in the world would they do together? That would be just one of the weirdest songs out there, I think. There are some weird features.
Oh, I got one. If A$AP Rocky had a song with Lil Xan, fuck no, I'm not listening to that song.
Wait, Lil Xan's garbage.
Yes, he is. I don't like Lil Xan. That's my...
Okay. That is a... That is
throwback
factual.
To last episode where I said an artist I don't fuck with. I don't fuck with Lil Xan. Don't like him.
Garbage. Who likes Lil Xan?
I don't know. It was
me
just
like
got
fans. Somebody who likes Lil Xan.
Bro, did you see that video of him pointing the gun at people?
Oh, yeah, at the gas station?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's whack, bro.
What an
He's like,
idiot.
The media's going to take this out of context.
He's like, hey, look at my car. Look at my car. And people are just like, everybody and their sister drives a G-Wagon in California. Congratulations.
That's true.
Those ends wild.
What about you, Jonah?
Me?
Yeah. What artist do you not like?
Chainsmokers.
The artist I don't like?
Oh, yeah. Like, who's your favorite artist of all time?
My favorite artist of all time? We sticking to rap here?
We'll just do rap.
Okay, my favorite rap artist is probably Joey Badass.
All right, if Joey Badass came on a song with the Chainsmokers, would you listen to that song?
Hell no.
Okay.
Dude.
So we've come to the consensus that if
obviously
favorite,
the Chainsmokers would make the beat for that song, so let's just...
But they throw a verse in, too. They throw, like, a singing
yeah,
verse.
Yeah, no way, dude. No way, dude.
Okay, so we've universally accepted that if your favorite artist is on a track with your least favorite artist... We are not listening to it.
We'd listen to it, but it wouldn't be in our playlist.
It would not. I would listen to it once and be like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Moving on to the second question from this week. What language do people who were born deaf think in?
Braille.
That wouldn't make any Braille. Sense.
They don't yes. think, do they?
How would that make sense, Dave?
Because they think in Braille.
Like, what, do
Dave,
deaf people
what
think?
Is Braille?
you feel your fingers in a sense of a thought to your mind.
So deaf people just fucking thinking.
Hey, I'm half deaf, so I can speak on the subject.
That is true. Are so you? Do you feel things and you're like, this is a table?
You are not half deaf.
Yeah, he is. Left ear.
You don't have any sound in your left ear.
Can't hear a thing out of my left ear.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, no, it does. I've tried to talk to Dave before, and I'm just like, Dave. Dave. And I'm like, ah,
for real.
And then I notice, I'm like, I'm on his left side. I go to his right side. Hey, Dave. Hey, what's up?
Were you born with that?
Yeah. One of my nerves or whatever didn't connect.
Why don't they just connect it?
Isn't it like an iPhone charger?
That technology didn't exist.
Is it just like a wall outlet? Like you just...
I'm sure I could get surgery now to fix it. But
yeah. You don't want to be taken out of the sports, stuff like that.
Oh. I mean, language is...
I mean, I don't play any sports anymore, so it's like...
That's true. Language is a fascinating topic for me. So it comes to this... It's almost like a realization that I had where it's like we all speak English. We understand things in English. And we try to learn other people's languages so that we can help communicate them with them, right? To us... When we talk to each other, we listen and we understand what we're saying, right? Like, the listeners can understand what I'm saying because I'm speaking English and they receive it in English.
No hablo inglés.
That's where I was going to go with this, where it's like, if you have somebody that speaks Spanish, they're born speaking Spanish, they can only understand. It's like how we can't understand when they speak Spanish if we don't know Spanish. I just want to know what it's kind of like if I grew up only speaking Spanish and hearing someone speak English to me. And being
there's
like,
a YouTube video on that.
Yeah, and it's like...
I got it in my recommendation because YouTube's fucking retarded.
Dude, I watched a video of what English would sound like to non-English speakers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I'm saying. What it's
was like,
they're saying words, but they're putting in like extra syllables and like extra words into sentences so that even like English speakers can't understand what he's saying. But he's obviously speaking. You can hear, understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
It's trippy. It's like.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if I don't understand a lick of English and I have someone that speaks English try to talk to me and I speak fluent Spanish, it's like, it's a weird concept to grasp because we learn in English and we speak in it.
So what do deaf people think?
Whatever Spanish.
Dude, I have to, they have,
how
to
did,
have
what,
shades of black.
So you're telling me what language, what language would Helen Keller think in?
Well, she was...
She was blind and deaf, so that bitch was fucked.
She wrote a book.
How would you teach people a person like that? How would you go about teaching a person like that, though?
I mean, she wasn't born that way, wasn't she?
That happened when she was three.
But, so like, she has some...
You're only three. You're not
yeah.
fucking speaking fluent English.
But I'm saying, like, when you're born... Like, I'm pretty sure, like, our memories only start to form when we're three. So it's like, anything three and before, you don't really remember. But it's like...
Shit, I remember yesterday.
Facts. What it's like, what, like, we all have the voice in our head and we have it do weird things, like, wait, you can,
bro,
make
that
it,
shit's trippy.
Yeah, it's like your conscience voice. Like, I can make it, like, sometimes when I just want to think, you can think it and have it sound in different voices to what you've heard before. But if you haven't heard anything, what is your voice? Because generally speaking, your voice, bro, your conscience head. Is just a reflection of your own voice, like when you talk to yourself in your head. But, like, sometimes you can have, like, this is the only example I've had because I've done it before. Like, you have, like, Morgan Freeman talk to you inside
the fuck
your... In
are
your
you doing?
Shut up. Let me... It'll make sense. So, it's like, since I've heard him speak before, I have, like, his tone and how his tonality and however he speaks inside my conscience so I can use that to emulate my thoughts in his voice. But then, if you're born deaf, you don't have your own voice to recognize a reflection off of. So, it comes to the question of, like, what is their conscience? Like, what voice do they have in their head?
I'm confused now. This is way too deep.
Wait, our brains are so powerful, bro.
It's a whack, dude. That. We only access only 10%.
I'm just starting to
Have
think
you
about
seen that Scarlett Johansson movie. No, I forget what it's called.
Lucy.
Lucy. Yeah, she unlocks 100% of her brain.
I'm just thinking
yeah,
about
she can,
like
fucking throw people up against walls, like change her hot her eye and hair fuck. Color, like knows every single language fluently.
Bro, like that's. Like, our brains are so
and she can, like,
trippy,
she
bro.
Can pick, like, away, like, certain, like, signal waves and, like, pick them apart and, like, pull one, like, closer. Like, she sees everything from, like, a god's eye view.
See, I feel
so, like,
I'm...
if someone's talking on a phone and you're in California and someone's talking on a phone in London, you can, like, if you, like, channel in on that, you can hear it.
Oh.
That's fucked.
feel like if you'd have that much brain power, you wouldn't be here. Bro, I wouldn't want to be here.
You'd be dead.
That should give me a headache.
You would have. It comes back to power. She would have. She would have had too much power.
You would know the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Bro, you know how good at school you'd be?
You'd be Rain Man.
You'd be Rain Man. But you'd have so much power that you'd probably end up...
solve
so
y'all remember the video Chocolate Rain?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Wait.
I don't know.
Yeah, we said Rain Man.
You should have said that we were talking about memes, bro. That was
OG. I didn't remember.
David. We bounced all around this episode.
It comes full circle, though, with Chocolate Rain coming out on top.
Blake, we're going to move on to you for this song of the week. What you got for us?
Frostbite by Preem with Offset. Ooh,
Preem? I like Preem.
We're going to listen to it right after we end this podcast.
I'm going to just for note that this is the second song of the week that Blake has done where it's a featuring Offset.
Yeah, Offset slaps.
He does. I'm not going to discredit that.
They're good on their own. I'm with Dave. I don't like
when they're together either. Quavo just does choruses. Offset goes hard. Takeoff. It's been Takeoff.
They're cheat codes, like Blake says.
No, Drake is a goddamn cheat code. Lil Baby and Gunna is a goddamn cheat code. Using Travis Scott as a feature is a goddamn cheat code. Blueface is the opposite of a cheat code. That's a fucking memory lost code. That's an error code. That's a blue screen code right there.
Blueface, blue screen.
Blue screen, baby.
Your ratings will go down. Put Travis or Drake on it.
Drake is the goddamn cheat code. Every song he is on.
Drake flew around rap Toronto as a victory celebration of Toronto winning. It cost him like 70K. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took a bunch of like fans on a private jet and flew him around Toronto. What's 70K? 70 bands.
And then he drops it. Then he drops his.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, he owns his own jet.
Wait, it's not like a small private jet. It's a fucking like a.
Yeah, it's a big
one. What kind is it, Dave?
767, bro.
Dap me up for that one.
Oh, I do know that one. I did know that.
Yeah, it's a nice one. But
it's
then,
a lyric.
And then he drops his.
Yeah, it is a lyric.
What would you even call that? His project? Is it an EP? Is it a mixtape? Is it just a project? His two. It dropped two songs for
two singles in one. It's two for one. It's
probably just like
it's
an
it's
EP.
It's a twofer.
Yeah,
it's not an album.
Definitely not an album, but it's a project, I guess. He dropped two songs, two singles.
Boom.
What are your opinions on that?
I have a list.
A lot of people almost immediately after the game.
Second song, Heat.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of gave him shit, too. It was like a right because he took like a day to drop it. But everyone was like, Drake, where's the music at? Where it at? Come on, bro. Where's it at? And he's like, bro, I got you. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
A lot of people, there's a particular person of mine, I'm not going to name names, but they think that Drake is overrated in every sense. And I say,
nah, name drop him now.
Gemmel.
Really?
He thinks every Drake song is overrated, and he thinks everything Drake does is
Who does
overrated.
He listen to?
Rex Orange County.
Can I say
Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish.
That's who he listens to. And
you're
going to get pressed off this podcast, so you better be ready for some backlash.
What do you mean?
He'll probably get pressed over this.
He's not a good friend. He's not been a good friend recently.
He won't
listen to this because I know he won't. Unfortunately.
Damn. Really be like this.
Yeah, he's been not a good friend. We can talk about friendships next episode, just like our circle.
No.
And who we keep close.
I don't keep anybody close.
We're not name dropping, but we're talking like in the general scheme of things. One of my favorite quotes that I've had so far since we started the podcast is
that should be like 6 hours.
Yeah, it would
longer
be.
Than that, Blake.
That'd be like
that's a 10th episode special.
Hell no, that's like a 24-hour special overnight.
We could do
we live stream it.
Yeah, we got our next 10 episodes set: 5 on friendships and 5 just me by myself on the Chainsmokers.
then
Blake on Rich the Kid and Blueface.
Me and Gorski on the government.
I'm telling you, dude. If y'all down for it. We're not making any promises, folks, but we can set a camera up, live stream this motherfucker, 24 hours. You would see us.
We can do it 24 hours in the asylum basement.
24 hours in Chernobyl podcast.
Dude, yes.
Right next to the elephant's foot. You ever heard about
they
that?
They said I don't know about all that.
Come on, Chernobyl, man. You know what that is?
What?
The elephant's foot in Chernobyl?
No.
It's the most like radioactive place there still. It's like this big clump of like stuff that's radioactive, super radioactive.
So the whole fucking place?
No, that is the most radioactive place in Chernobyl.
The core is the most radioactive.
That's where it is.
You wouldn't go inside there.
That's where it is, though.
Whatever, bro. I've never heard it called the elephant's foot.
Yeah, I've been to Chernobyl like 6 times.
Where's Chernobyl at?
Ukraine.
All right, I'll give you that one. I really thought I was going to get in there, bro.
I really thought he was going to.
I know you would have said Russia or some dumb shit.
I'm not gonna lie,
you don't even know where Russia is.
50,000 people used to live here.
Now this place is a ghost town.
Now it's a ghost town.
Now it's a ghost town.
All right, send us home, Jonah.
You guys ready to wrap things up?
Yes. Nah.
We thank you all for sticking around with us for another episode of The Fool's Cast. Be sure to check us out and drop a follow on our Instagram and Twitter by searching at The Fool's Cast. Our podcast is currently available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and almost all other podcast platforms. With all that being said, if you want to become a supporter of the podcast to help ensure all future episodes, head on over to anchor.fm/thefoolscast/support and check it out. We thank you for all the support that you guys give us, and it's pushing us to work harder and harder each episode. And yeah, it's been real. See ya.
Peace.
See ya.